The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she went and ran to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to raise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
I had Mass this morning at Sister Maria's place outside, and when I got back, I had to spend 20 minutes cleaning mud off my shoes. That's how I spent my Easter morning. It's wonderful to welcome all of you here. On behalf of Father Lawrence and the entire parish staff of St. Joseph, I wish you all, your families, all who gather on this day for this beautiful Easter Mass, I wish you blessings and joy, particularly if you're here visiting family and this is not your regular parish, or if you're visiting us maybe for the first time or after a long time away. We welcome you and we're so happy to have you here celebrating this beautiful Easter morning. If you were at the Easter Vigil last night, you're going to get a double feature of this homily, so sorry. There was this beautiful moment when I first went to Israel for a pilgrimage. You hear about, in this gospel, Mary of Magdala. So Magdala is not a name of a person, it's a place in Israel. It was an ancient town in Galilee, along the Sea of Galilee. And from the city or town of Magdala, you could see a beautiful vision or image of that sea. Nowadays, the Legionnaires of Christ own the land there, and they built this interesting chapel. And when they built the chapel, inside the main chapel, they put these life-size, large icons of all the 12 apostles. And they even decided while they were designing the chapel to have an icon of Judas Iscariot created. Now you wouldn't think that that's an icon you would want to make, but they did. I think they wanted to use it for teaching catechesis and to show that he was a disciple. What's interesting, though, is when they were building the chapel and they were bringing the icons in, before they put the windows in and they were bringing the icons into the chapel to set them, they would bring them in through the windows so they could more easily access the space. And when they brought the icon of Judas Iscariot to the chapel, for some reason that day, as they were walking up the road toward the chapel, random dogs in the area, they started coming toward the chapel and toward the icon. And these dogs actually attacked the men who were carrying the icon and started scratching at the icon. They brought the icon in through the window and the dogs jumped through the window and started attacking the icon. and scratching at it. And to this very day, when you go there and you see the icon of Judas, you see these scratch marks on the bottom of the icon. Somehow they knew of Judas's betrayal, but also they had this sense of his particular sin, his denial of Jesus, that Judas turned to darkness and not to light. And sometimes that's how sin works. It attacks us. It binds us. And it keeps us from seeing Jesus. On Easter, what Jesus does for us and for the world is that he lifts the veil. If we say yes, he brings us out of darkness and into light. If we say yes to the grace of God in our life, he'll show us light. He'll bring us to new life in him. In an Easter homily given by St. John Chrysostom, he speaks of this. He rejoices in the victory of Jesus over sin and death. And the saint says, O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? Christ is risen and you are abolished. Christ is risen and the demons are cast down. Christ is risen and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen and life is freed. Christ is risen and the tomb is emptied of the dead. For Christ, being risen from the dead, has become the leader and reviver of those who have fallen asleep. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Jesus is risen, and the world rejoices. Or does it? Do we think the world is rejoicing in Jesus? How many people around the world this morning will rise or have risen from their beds and not realize that it's Easter Sunday? How many will say, it's just another day? How many will still not believe in the person of Jesus? All of you here are believers, I presume. Have you heeded the call yet to proclaim Jesus to the world? Have you yet realized that your baptism calls you to be disciples? That your baptism and confirmation calls you to go and proclaim Jesus? Pope Francis says that it's important for us in our life to remember our personal Galilee moment, he says. This is a moment where we encountered Jesus and we were changed. Our life was changed forever. He puts it this way. He said, remember your own Galilee and walk towards it, for it is the place where you came to know Jesus personally, where he stopped being just another personage from a distant past, and he became a living person. Not some distant God, but the God who is at your side, who more than anyone else knows you and loves you. Brothers and sisters, remember Galilee, your call. Remember the Word of God, who at a precise moment spoke directly to you. Remember that powerful experience of the Spirit, that great joy of forgiveness experienced after that one confession, that intense and unforgettable moment of prayer, that light that was kindled within you and changed your life. That encounter, that pilgrimage. We're always on our way to Jesus in this life. We have to be always on the way to Jesus. For each human soul, we are daily on the pilgrimage to seeing Jesus as not just a possible thing, but as the only thing. He is not just another acquaintance, but the only relationship we seek. He is not another way to happiness. He is the source of all happiness, joy, and peace. He is the source. He is the source, and we are called to rest in Him. This is the real purpose of prayer, of the church, of the sacraments of the church, the purpose of all religious pursuit in all of human history is to find our way to Jesus. Jesus, the source of all salvation. He is our resting place. He is our destination. He is risen, and we are called to be with Him. Live this life heading in that direction, the direction of our Lord. So I kind of hesitate to ask this question, and I only ask it to make a point. I'm not advocating, but do any of you like zombie movies or TV shows? It's part of our culture, right? It's part of our culture today. Maybe you like The Walking Dead. So let me ask you this. Do you know who the real zombies of our world are today? Who are the real zombies that walk the earth? It's those who do not know Jesus. Those who do not know Jesus, they are the walking dead. They're blind. They're not following anything except their own will. They don't see the truth. Why do they walk in this way? Because they don't know the Lord. And so because of this, they turn to death, or they turn to their own will, they turn to the things of the world. But Jesus is alive. He is not dead. He is risen. He is not in the tomb. He is the light that shines in the darkness. He is the source of eternal life. He is the only way to the Father in heaven. Jesus is also the one who can raise us to life in the Spirit through His grace. And so live this life walking with Jesus toward eternal life. And bring as many people with you as possible. Bring souls with you to the Lord. That's what it means to be a disciple. Be disciples of Jesus that proclaim the message of Easter. Christ is risen from the dead. Amen. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.